On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Foreign Secretary has reportedly discussed Theresa May's Brexit plan with her predecessor, David Cameron. It's understood the pair agreed her vision's the worst of both worlds, hours before a meeting of the PM's top team at her country home. Ministers are expected to try to agree a united way forward on the future relationship with the EU.
KMFM News.
There are hopes 12 boys and their football coach who are trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand can be rescued before the monsoon rain arrives tomorrow. Volunteer diver Ivan Karadzic is part of the team trying to free them.
Most cave divers will have training to rescue other cave divers out of a cave, but rescuing kids out of a cave, that is new to most of us.
And how soon do you think it will happen?
Today or tomorrow?
However, the commander in charge of the mission is reminding people the dive is very tough. One volunteer who was delivering oxygen supplies to the group died after running out of oxygen himself. Fire engines, ambulances and a hazard response van are at the home of one of the two people who've been exposed to Novichok in Wiltshire. It's thought the pair came into contact with the nerve agent in a location that wasn't involved in the cleanup operation following the poisoning of a former Russian spy. It's thought the A2070 between Ashford and Romney Marsh will stay closed for the next few hours following a serious crash. Three people are injured after two cars collided near Brensett at about 8:30 this morning. They're being looked after by paramedics and the air ambulance. Stay with KMFM for travel updates.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who tried to smuggle a gun and ammunition into Kent has been jailed for 5 years. The weapon and tear gas was found hidden in a van when a 34-year-old Polish national was stopped at the port of Dover last month. He initially told officers he'd been asked by someone else to drive the vehicle, but later pleaded guilty to firearm offences. The sports minister's told KMFM she's pleased with how England fans have behaved so far at the World Cup. They're getting ready for tomorrow's quarterfinal with Sweden in Samara. Here's Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch.
We've worked very hard behind the scenes to make sure that travelling fans are being looked after, that they are aware of the issues that they might face while they're in Russia, and they've been impeccably well behaved.
We're being reminded not to go into the River Medway, no matter how hot it gets. Firefighters were called to Bishop's Way in Maidstone after five youngsters were spotted playing in the water yesterday. Southeastern have launched a special train with a rainbow on the side to celebrate Pride. It's been unveiled at St Pancras station and will take people from the county into London for this weekend's parade. And the woman in charge of this year's Kent County show says she can't wait for you to see it.
I'm incredibly excited. It's a year in the planning for us as a staff team, so watching it all come together this week has been incredible, and we're in for three beautiful days of sunshine, so we couldn't have asked for more.
That's Lucy Hegarty, who's been working with a team of 250 volunteers to bring the event together at the showground near Maidstone. For the first time since 1995, the Household Cavalry will be performing, while giant screens have been installed to show England's World Cup quarterfinal with Sweden tomorrow. Our guide to the show is at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis and men's defending champion Roger Federer is aiming for a last 16 spot at Wimbledon later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, Federer takes on Germany's Jan-Lennard Struff. Meantime, Serena Williams will be hoping for her third win of the week as she takes on Kristina Ledenovic of France. Football and Gillingham are back in action as part of their pre-season this weekend. The squad's been training hard ahead of their first friendlies of the summer. They'll be taking two separate squads tomorrow for games against Folkestone Invicta and Sheppey United. Gill's chairman Paul Scally says there will be more focus on youth development this season.
Well, I think this season we're looking at something different. We're going to have our development squad is actually going to be like the old-fashioned reserve team. Because one of the downsides of having the structured development squad under 23s is they don't play enough football.
And in cricket, Kent will be looking to get over their defeat in the final of the One Day Cup as they start their campaign in the T20 Blast later. They're travelling to the Oval to take on Surrey. Here's Spitfires coach Matt Walker.
Everyone looks forward to it. It's exciting. You know, it's last year this division was extremely competitive, as I'm sure it will be again this year. But yeah, for sure, I think everyone's very, very optimistic.
Play's due to start at 6:30.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.